Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Lower taxes could be on the way for some Philadelphians. A council committee has approved a bill that would return a large chunk of the wage tax to people living below the poverty line. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports the committee passed the bill over objections from the Kenney administration.
Finance Director Rob Dubow testified the administration supports the mission of the bill to fight poverty, but objects to some of its details. For example,
the inclusion of commuters diverts funds that could be used to aid Philadelphians and allocates finite city resources to provide tax relief to people who don't live in the city.
Many members did not share his concern. They passed the bill unanimously. It would increase existing tax relief for low-income workers by 0.5% to 2.36%. That's the entire city share. It wouldn't touch the school district share. Dubow estimated it will cost $25 million. Sponsor Alan Dom says that's an acceptable price to help more than 50,000 households.
Of the top 50 cities, we tax lower income and people in poverty the highest. It's just not right. We shouldn't be filling the city's coffers on the back of people earning poverty wages.
The bill now goes to the full council. At City Hall, Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio.